You know, there's a lot of talk about the government, the elites. Those in power are going to do this and do that. And no doubt there are some bad outcomes. We can all easily see that just from looking around. But how much of it is caused by effective evil guys, and how much of it is caused by incompetent good guys? That's the thing I'm wondering. So, who better to call than famous government cynic, let's say? Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Who better to call than famous government cynic Tim Connolly?
This is Money Philosophy with Tim Connolly and Tan Lei.
Okay, Tim, you have been known on this podcast to talk about your distaste for the government.
Ha
And I want to ask you, just as an exercise, can you say something positive about what governments do?
Yes, it's not exclusive to the government, but it is what is possible. Governments do some good. So, one, governments are able to organize protection at scale. They can arbitrate at scale. So, if there are disagreements, if there are rules to keep organized, governments can do that. And everything I'm saying is like at scale, because all these things can be done and actually done far better on a smaller level. But at scale, they break apart because you need everyone to agree on the rules. And governments allow you to do that. Governments bring together certain rules for the entire group to be able to say, yes, we agree on these things. And if we don't, if somebody doesn't do those things, then there's some form of disciplinary action.
Wow, that was easier than I thought.
Well, but there's a lot of positives that are possible with governments. The problem is all the negatives start over time, start to outweigh the positives that those governments do.
Yes, but the negatives are not intentional, right? They're intending to do good things, and the negatives are just coming as a side effect.
I would say in rare circumstances that would be true, but there's that old saying, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And
Yes.
governments attract people who desire power. So,
Yes, but they're never going to have absolute power.
the United States has pretty close to absolute power. They can kill anyone on this planet anytime they want and have been doing so for a very long time. If there's no more absolute power than to be able to snuff out a life without any thought and no repercussions whatsoever.
Yeah, but you're describing the United States as a single human brain.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying
So that means
what
there's
is
no there.
happening. What is happening?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is then it's not concentrated power. If it's not concentrated, then it's not absolute power. It's spread out over dozens and hundreds, maybe thousands of people.
We have a government that continues to grow and grow and grow and grow. We've got, I think, well over 2 million people who work for the federal government. They do all kinds of jobs that are just made up. The government makes up a job, puts a person there, they push papers around, and nothing is actually being done. Lots of people in offices pushing paper. But there are concentrations of power inside the United States government. The president gets to be the figurehead of all of this. When a new president is elected, there are only about 2,000 people that the president can affect employment. can either choose to replace those people or can keep them in place. And most of those 2,000 people stay in place and they only change out a few hundred. But then there's all the people in the Pentagon. They never change. They're there for 20, 30, sometimes 40 years. There are the people who are in the CIA. They're there 20, 30, 40 years. There are all the people who are in the NSA, another organization. They are there for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And they have extreme amounts of power. Every so often, it gets leaked out how the CIA sold drugs to finance a coup in some country. They have ultimate power in a small group of people. Whether they use it for good or bad, it's not. That's not what I'm actually arguing. I'm just saying that when people who desire power get power, they will organize with others to use that power. And we can see that they do that because we can look at the past and see that it was actually done in the past. At a time when the government was smaller, had less power, they were able to do some pretty horrendous things. Today, the government's bigger and has more power, more resources, which means they could do even further horrendous things, because nothing is there to stop them from doing it.
Okay. We've said before, and you agreed, majority of humans are good.
Yes.
So all this power in the government, yes, but incompetence is not equal to evil.
No. The results can be, though.
Yeah. So now let's bring it to money. They have no incentive to make everybody suffer. Right, but they might do it accidentally, but they have no reason to plunge the world into, I don't know, the Middle Ages, do they? Do they have that incentive?
North Korea?
I don't think so.
Enough said, right? Soviet Union, lots of places plunged their country into absolute poverty.
On purpose.
Maybe, that's maybe, maybe not. Probably not on purpose, but in an attempt to do something else, that became the outcome. And instead of correcting the outcome, some of them went even further. People are escaping, were escaping North Korea into China. So that border along China, it's a one gigantic concentration camp. In East Germany, they built a wall not to keep West Germans from coming into East Germany, but to keep East Germans from escaping.
So let's say in the US, if the government does either intentionally or unintentionally cause that kind of chaos, having personal wealth is going to help you escape.
Accessible personal wealth will allow you to escape. The U.S. government does a lot to make sure they know exactly where all of your resources are. You got Bitcoin, you better tell the U.S. government and you better let them know where it's at. If you've got, if you own art in a foreign country, you better let them know where it's at. If you own real estate in a foreign country, if you have a bank account in a foreign country, you better let them know or they will imprison you. Why would a government want to know where all your assets are? They don't need to because they've already taxed you on your income. So they don't need to tax you on just what you're holding. And it shouldn't matter where you hold it on the planet. So let me explain why I have the view that I have. The one thing that I see as of one of the highest goods, if not the highest good, is personal sovereignty, personal freedom. And and if you are prevented from being you by someone else, including an organization, then you are not free. And there are some areas that personal freedom has an issue with, where there are some problems. And that is the air, the water, the land. We've kind of figured out how to deal with the land thing through deeds and stuff like that. But we've not figured out the air thing. We've not figured out the water thing. Because we all need air and water. But there are a lot of people on this planet who are poisoning both the air and the water. which harms the personal freedoms of everyone else. So there are that is an issue where I think government could be effective.
Yes.
But as you can see with governments, they're not very effective with dealing with the air and water issue.
Okay, again, so then we're back to incompetence. So just because they're incompetent, it doesn't mean they're bad, right? At least the government is there attempting, because the bad guys are not organized. The bad guys are just causing chaos. And the government is at least trying to protect us against evil. Isn't that right?
Maybe. What an ideal is and what reality is seldom line up. Yes. I'm only speaking of reality. Like what has happened is likely to happen again, whether through incompetence or through evil actions. And even the people who are conducting these actions, like selling drugs to finance a coup in another country, they probably think they're doing a good thing. So interviews of serial killers, of actually some of the worst criminals on the planet, when
they thought they were doing something good,
or were a victim, they weren't evil. They weren't doing something bad. Yes. Yeah. So evil does not believe itself to be evil. And the reality of human beings is when you have diffused responsibility, people become dysfunctional. Large corporations, actually even smaller corporations, highly dysfunctional. They are willing to do terrible things. But
when you say they are willing to, right?
Again, yes.
I don't think there is a they. The result may be terrible things, but there is no such thing as they are willing. Because no corporation, no CEO is going to tell you, I'm willing to do terrible things.
Right.
No management team.
What somebody says and what somebody does are always two different things. There was a chemical accident in India years ago. It killed an entire village. And the chemical company knew that the plant was unsafe. But they did a calculation of the cost of making the chemical plant safer versus the cost of paying out for damages. And the cost for paying out for damages was less than the cost of fixing the chemical plant. And the chemical plant exploded and killed an entire village. Those people did not believe themselves to be evil. They made a very evil decision. And when investigation occurred, like no one took responsibility.
Right, because there is no responsibility. Right? Nobody can take responsibility.
Not true. Not true. Because here's how it works. If something goes well inside of a company, everybody pats themselves on the back. I did a great job. When something goes wrong in a large organization, they spread the responsibility out so no one person feels bad.
Okay. So bringing it home.
Okay.
These are all the potential evil things that can go wrong, whether intentionally or unintentionally. And please tell me you think that money is our hope. Having accessible money is your insurance against disaster. Or are you saying there's no hope? Because your money can be seized.
Well, yeah, your money can be seized, but there's still hope. Like I'm an eternal optimist.
Give us hope.
I know I don't sound like an optimist. I understand that. I know I don't sound like an optimist, but I am willing to look at reality as objectively as possible. Not make up stories to make me feel better about reality, but just to look at reality and go, yeah, that's kind of how it is. But if you understand what reality truly is and you don't like it, you have the power to change your own reality. This is something I truly believe in.
Yes.
It's why I love entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurs look around and go, this isn't good enough, and believe that they have not only the ability to change it, but the right to change it. Elon Musk is like, looked around, goes, you know what? This planet will die in about a billion years. So maybe we should become an interplanetary species. So I think I can do something about it, and I have the right to do something about it. So I'm going to make rocket ships. That is as optimistic as you could possibly get. The optimism is I can do something about it.
Where is a good place to start? So the US government is amassing a lot of power. Things could go wrong. The economy could collapse. What can I do about it? What is a good place to start?
The first place to start is to be able to cover all your expenses for at least 10 years. Look at your bank account. Can I cover my expenses for at least 10 years? Because that will give you an immense safety net. You may have to learn along the way how to convert that money into other assets better protected, where they don't easily disappear on you. But you may have to find ways of learning that. Different, you know, topic for another time. But the first thing to do is to look at what's the saying when you're on the plane and they start doing the safety thing, to put the mask on yourself first before assisting anyone else. Because if you can't save yourself, you're likely to become a hazard to those who are trying to save themselves. You won't be able to save anyone else, and you are likely to cause problems on your own. So first, learn to save yourself. Then you can start thinking about how can I save the world?
Yes. Okay. I like that. That is a nice optimistic ending, and that gives us a job to do. So, a couple of quick points from this episode. Me and Tim both agree that there are people with some power and some bad intentions. I doubt the efficiency of these people. Tim doubts it too, but the way he sees it, because catastrophes have happened in the past, there's a chance that they could happen again in the future. So there's nothing wrong with putting yourself on the path to financial freedom so that you can be in a position where you won't be needing help from others, and you can be in a position where you're the one who's doing the helping. I like that. I don't disagree with that, and I'm going to try to do that. That's it from me. I'm Tan Lei. This is Money Philosophy. Join me again next time.